So I've seen the statement. Fans will have seen the statement on the website as well. Should they be congratulating you? Should we be saying, well done on buying an ice hockey side?
Well, it's just the, I think Coventry's jumped the gunner, but obviously we're still in talks with the county council about Hull City Council with regards to the ice time contract. So until we get that put in place, we won't have... There's no point in having a hockey team unless we have an ice rink to play in, basically. We've agreed in principle the deal with Coventry, but it's not been finalised, the contracts haven't been signed, and that's where we are just now.
You work in professional sport. We know what professional sport is like when it makes announcements, whether it's signings or whatever. Teams never reveal their hand until everything is done. The player is wearing the shirt of the new team. So why has Coventry announced it when clearly, in your view, the sale hasn't been completed?
I don't know. I wish I did know that last night. It would have helped. But they've just jumped the gun for some unknown reason. And I don't want to upset our fans in any way, because we've got a loyal group of fans. And our plans was to get it all sorted, done and dusted, and then we would announce it publicly and at the one time. Whereas this is just making it look a bit untidy. And as I say, we're dealing with the Hull City Council here, and I want to make sure they know that it's that website page that is still under the control of Coventry Blaze. It's not as it's putting these things on the webpage.
So something as simple as the ownership of a website at the minute has distracted you in terms of purchasing the club?
Well, it's not as distracted as... it's just they've still... That will come as part of the package once we take everything over. But as I say, we don't own the club yet. So they've jumped the gun. And it just puts a little bit of nasty taste in it, but that's where we are. We've got to deal with it. But the deal will get done as long as we can sort the contract out with the council. That's the main priority. But I don't think it's fair on the council, the fact that they've jumped the gun, because obviously it's up to them to decide who they give the contract to. And there's no point in us having a hockey team when we don't have an ice rink to play in. So that's where we are. We're just going to have to get on with it and deal with it, but we'll get it done as soon as we can, and we'll make the announcements ourselves.
So as you sit in front of me this morning, Bobby, what is the current state?
Well, the current state is that we haven't signed the contract. We've still got to deal with the council. We're hoping to hear from the council sometime in the middle of next week, and then we should be able to move forward with things. So, but that's where we are just now. I don't see any hiccups or problems, to be honest. But obviously, until everything was done and dusted, we didn't want to say anything. But it just seems our hands have been forced a little bit with this. Because it's the fans have been desperate for knowledge, obviously, coming off the back of making the Final Four at the end of the last season, having a good season, looking forward to the future. And this has just got a little bit ugly, but that's where we are. We're just going to have to deal with it and get on with it.
One of the sticking points clearly is an agreement with Hull City Council to actually physically play on the ice at the Hull Arena. Where are you at in terms of negotiating with the council?
Well, we've done our proposals with them on Wednesday, last Wednesday. We went and put our proposal to them. They're just obviously going through it and looking at it in depth. And then they're going to come back to us this week, hopefully, to let us know where we would be. So until that's done, there's nothing we can do. And that's why we've never announced nothing. Because it's obviously in the council's hands just now.
How soon do you expect to be able to make an announcement one way or the other, and what do you think the announcement will be?
Well, obviously I'm looking for it to be, we're taking the club over, that's what I'm looking for, obviously. If we can get this done by the council this week, that would be fantastic. And it's just a case of dotting the I's and crossing the T's with Coventry on the contract, get the contract signed, and that's it done. But that's where we are just now.
What about fans? Fans listening to this morning and clearly discussing these kinds of things using social media and on forums and that kind of thing, they'll be concerned, won't they? When you hear stories like this, the first, and I know from being a football fan, you get worried about your club. How confident are you that there'll be an ice hockey side in Hull and it will play professional ice hockey next season?
I'm very confident. I'm very confident. I wouldn't be sitting here this morning worrying about this if I wasn't, you know what I mean? I'm confident in our bid with the council. I'm confident in the way we've done the deal we've set up with Coventry. It should walk through that. That's no problem. It's just a case of getting... The problem we've got now is we've been late signing players. That's where we'll be, because we can't sign any players until we know where we are. And that was the key, again, I keep going back to it, is the ice rink contract, which the council have got to decide on, and that's where we are with them. As soon as that's decided, we'll be able to move forward quite quickly.
And you've been around the team for a long time. You've got great associations with the club running through all of its various different forms in the last few seasons and years. How frustrating is it for you? Because you've had one of the best seasons on record, and then this happens more or less the next day.
It's been very frustrating. But again, that's the nature of ice hockey. It's a minority sport in the country, and you learn to deal with this. I've been in the game 40 years now, and I've been in Hull 25. So I've seen it in all good sides, bad sides, I've seen it all. So I just, this is, for me, it's a natural progression for me. I've played for the team, I've coached the team, and I've seen all the mistakes the other guys have made, so I think maybe it's my turn to have a go at this and see where we go.
Bobby, good to see you this morning. Thank you very much for joining us. And once again, in terms of timescales, obviously the Coventry announcing today you have bought the club. Clearly that's not the case. How soon before we hear more?
Well, as I said to you, as soon as we get that deal done with the council, hopefully we'll hear from them sometime next week. That'll be it. And it will move as quickly as that. As soon as we get that, we should be in place to make a public announcement officially for ourselves and keep the fans. Because at the end of the day, I know how the fans feel. They're getting frustrated. There was somebody Facebooked me from Australia this morning, congratulating me, taking over the team. They were a Seahawks fan way back in 25 years ago. And that just shows you where your media stuff goes. It's global. And to get something like that this morning, was nice. And that's how they take it. They're still supporting a team on the other side of the world.